You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Joe Surwack. Dean Deborah Ball of the U of M School of Education thinks American society and culture have allowed math education to take a backseat to reading and other subjects.
It's actually true that American kids don't achieve at levels that, you know, we'd want them to be achieving in school. And I think there are a number of reasons for that. It's certainly not that American kids aren't capable, but I think that we haven't invested heavily in making sure that we actually teach all kids responsibly in math the way we do in reading. For example, we don't, on the whole, fail to educate kids to read or write in this country. There certainly are kids who graduate from high school and we hear about them who can't read or write. But on the whole, most kids who get through our school systems can read and write. But unbelievably, many kids get out of school and can't do even rudimentary things in math. And you can look at a lot of sources, like we don't train teachers as effectively in math as we do in other areas. School districts don't have as many support staff helping teachers to do a good job in math as they do in reading and writing. We don't invest the same level of sort of popular communal support for math as we do in other areas. So, you know, to shift this would require the country saying, this is something we actually care about and we're going to make a real effort in schools to deliver that. But I want to be clear that it's not that kids aren't capable.
Americans are quick to admit they're bad at math, and that's a big part of the problem, too.
Complementary to that is it's really easy for people in this country to say, oh, I'm not good at math. It's kind of a joke. It's perfectly acceptable to say that. And recently, I was teaching a group of fifth graders math in Utah, a summer program, and one of the girls in my class was doing a really good job in the class, and apparently she'd not done well in school the year before. So when I talked to her mother about it at a break, her mother said, it's really amazing she's doing well in the class because although many people in our family have been good at math, she's never been good at math. And I've never been good at math, says the mother. This kind of talk is somehow thought to be acceptable, but imagine what it's like to be 10. You're actually enjoying a math class. Your mother says in front of your teacher you've never been good at it, and she herself has never been good at it. I think a lot of kids have experiences where they either hear adults that they respect saying that, or they hear their parents saying that, or their parents speak about them in that way. So it's like not a culturally shared assumption that everyone can be good at math and that it matters. And it's quite a contrast with other countries where it's assumed that math is something everyone can do. Maybe everyone doesn't become a mathematician, but it's a basic adult literacy skill.
Dean Ball notes that being good at math isn't the same as being good at teaching math.
Teachers have to spend all of their time listening to other people's math, in this case, little kids' math or, you know, teenagers' math. So it doesn't matter how good you are at doing the math. Your job as a teacher isn't to stand at the board and do math while the kids watch you. Your job is actually to figure out what the kids are doing and enable them to do it well, which requires a different kind of knowledge of the math. For example, just because you know one way to solve a problem might not help you help a child solve that problem. If the child doesn't understand it, you would need a different way to solve the problem or a different way to show it. But you could get through and become an accountant by doing your own methods, your own ways of doing it, succeeding with your teachers, and never worrying about whether there's a different way to look at it or a different way to know it. And teachers, to be clear, have to do that. It isn't about the fact that they should teach different methods, it's that kids will do different things, and in order to connect with those kids, they have to understand what the kids are doing. A teacher has to be able to look at the wrong answer and figure out, what did the person do that produced that answer? So that they can show the child, like, oh, you made this step here, and that's not the step you're supposed to take here, or you didn't think about this thing. If they can't figure out what someone else is doing, the thing they're stuck with is just doing it again and louder, kind of the way you speak to people, you know, when you think they don't understand you. And that's not good teaching. Good teaching requires you to be able to understand how somebody else thought about it, possibly wrongly, and then help them to see it a different way. And most people don't recognize that about teachers. They think, oh, it's easy, it's school math. Teachers just have to do this totally easy math, so what's to know? When in fact, if you look closely at what teachers are doing, they have to know much more about the math. I'm not even talking about the teaching of it, just they have to know the math in more ways in order to connect with kids.
What would it take to reverse all these trends and improve American math education?
So we've been developing, my colleagues and I have been developing tests for teachers that enable us to determine whether a teacher knows math in the ways that I'm trying to describe for you. And the purpose of this test is twofold. One is we want to be able to study different kinds of professional education for teachers, like math courses for teachers or math workshops, and be able to determine which ones actually help teachers learn more math for teaching and which don't. Because right now there's, you know, a ton of professional development offered for teachers, and it's likely that a lot of it isn't really very good. So it would be helpful to know which are good, which aren't, what are the features of really effective professional training.
Why should we be more concerned about math education?
It matters in a practical sense, because when you have a system that educates only a few people in math, only those people have access to careers that depend on quantitative skills, and lots of careers depend on it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean everyone has to do that, but it ought to be a choice. And moreover, we don't recognize how much math matters in the everyday life because we're not mathematically well educated.
Dean Deborah Ball founded the Center for Proficiency in Teaching Mathematics. She is also a member of the National Mathematics Advisory Panel, a White House panel seeking to improve math skills nationwide.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.